months, Mayor Bloomberg has been pushing for the presidential candidates to offer solutions to gun violence. On Tuesday, President Obama and Mitt Romney addressed the issue for the first time during the debates, but neither candidate offered many specifics. WNYC's Kathleen Horn reports that Bloomberg is dissatisfied with what he heard from them.
Recently, Mayor Bloomberg stood looking down at a table of 100 firearms from the most recent seizure of illegal guns, and he offered a figure estimating how many people will be killed by gunfire during the next presidential term.
We are going to have in the next 4 years 48,000 Americans killed with guns.
Whenever the opportunity arises, Mayor Bloomberg uses his platform to hammer home points about gun violence. He helped form a coalition of mayors from across the country in hopes of decreasing shootings. It was during his second term when Bloomberg learned that historic dips in crime in the city were starting to be undermined by the flow of illegal guns from out of state. He says 90% of the guns in the five boroughs come from elsewhere. After one of the most recent mass shootings in Aurora, Colorado, a survivor from Brooklyn, Stephen Barton, teamed up with the mayor's coalition and taped a commercial pushing for Obama and Romney to offer their solutions.
So when you watch the presidential debates, ask yourself, who has a plan to stop gun violence? Let's demand a plan.
During the debate Tuesday night, the candidates were finally asked about guns.
You stated you wanted to keep AK-47s out of the hands of criminals.
More specifically, about their position on an assault weapons ban. But neither candidate offered a lot of details. President Obama said he believes in reinstating an assault weapons ban, but most of his comments were focused on non-legislative efforts to stop violence.
And so what can we do to intervene to make sure that young people have opportunity, that our schools are working, that if there's violence on the streets, that working with faith groups and law enforcement, we can catch it before it gets out of control?
Mitt Romney said he wasn't in favor of new gun legislation, even though he approved an assault weapons ban in Massachusetts when he was governor. He, too, took a detour and briefly agreed with Obama about the importance of education as a way to decrease shootings.
As he mentioned good schools. I totally agree. We were able to drive our schools to be number one in the nation in my state. And I believe if we do a better job in education, we'll give people the hope and opportunity they deserve and perhaps less violence from that.
Mayor Bloomberg says the candidates dodged the issue.
Then they had all this gibberish talking about education, that education is the solution to stop the killing. My recollection is that if the Aurora theater shooter, he was a PhD candidate.
Bloomberg says neither Obama or Romney showed that they're committed enough to helping solve the problem.
You know, one candidate's had 4 years to do something and hasn't, and the other candidate says he won't even do what he once did.
The mayor says he's taking matters into his own hands. Bloomberg is vowing to donate more than $10 million to local and national candidates who will focus on issues including gun control. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.